words, rock me, get chucked. I do this shit for real, rock, shut the fuck down. Ain't no games being played, never that, never that. It might be the career, yeah. It might be on the stage, yeah. It might be in the street, yeah. But the people come to me, why? They come to me for the lyrical, spiritual, raw shit I spit at you, original. And I see collective, not individual, visual, on the mic, I'm unfuckwittable, invincible, official nigga who they come to for the hardcore, art of war, rhymes that I got in store, www.kirucenter.org for education and culture, heads is waiting for most to do the album of quality, we do it like we supposed to, nobody come close to my crew, we rhyme nice, you ain't tight, the rhymes is like what a child write, when you can't spell, you chase crumbs, and get ate like Hansel, can't hold your mic like you're licking your style like an Amstel. Smack a nigga till my motherfucking hands swell. You ain't fly and your pilot guy can't sell. Now nigga shaky like handheld. Amateur, camera work and walking this planet of Earth. I'm the illest MC and a man of my word. When I came out, niggas didn't understand it at first. I'm known to roll up my sleeves and put my hands in the dirt. We at war and I got a battle plan that can work. With the proper execution, so I'm killing the mic. You get hit like a deer, standing still in the light. I'm spilling it like I ain't never had a meal in my life. Feed my family with my pen, it's so real when I write. We fight, fuck, get buck wild. Kill, chill, make love, have child, freestyle. B-boy, hit the block, build, destroy. Get it hot, yo, I'll make the place go ape shit. Ain't no other way to say it, ain't nothing to play with. I'm like the huge dream deferred, seen the hurt in the flesh. Cause so many people believe the word even when it seemed absurd. With keen observation, I peep the game. He got blood on his hands, I can see the stains. My street slang spray like shots when heat bang out. Bow. Niggas keep my name in their mouth, I put they flame out where I'm from. Action is first, the talk is second. I'm sharp like a blade on the logo of Rockets Records. New York's affected, niggas beefing on a mixtape. Got nickel bag niggas thinking they can fuck with Big Weight. Hell no, give it up, it's enough. We about to live it up, we in the bus. We riding, get in with us, pick it up. Party people, you about to get in touch. Give it up, everybody, you about to get a rush. You can find Kweli in the cup with a Cohiba lit up out the split of Dutch. Get it up, everybody, you about to get in touch. Give it up, everybody, you about to get a rush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quality material. Yo, check this out. Yeah, you heard it. Kweli, you don't know how to say it by now. Fuck you. Broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York City. Yeah, turn this shit up. It's quality music. You know how we use it. Feel the rush.
This is Reverend Bookburn. We're going on in about 2 minutes. The Reverend is in, we'll go on in 2 minutes. Tapers, relay broadcasters, and anybody who is into it.
Stuck in a day with nothing to say. While I'm way ahead by light years, yeah. So beware and keep the lights on. I wanna write the songs.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, after a couple of weeks of the station being down, eating smart. We are returning for police read you your part two of Orals, not Morals. And there's a lot of tunes. The Reverend got some new tunes recently, and a lot of material to cover, so we'll just cover as much of that as possible, play as many songs as possible, let the rest spill over into next week. But tonight is the second and final installment of Orals, not Morals. And since it's Sunday and I am clergy, let us begin with something very holy by the Meat Men for the religious right wing. This is for all of these evangelical assholes who have been blaming Hurricane Katrina and all of its devastation on abortion and sin and sex and Mardi Gras and all this other retarded shit. This is entitled God's Bullies.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for
Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy, you know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV.
My gloves are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My gloves are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
One of the denominations more perfect is than some. The hierarchy's domination well deserves its own song. Dresses, be afraid of them all. Their strength will amaze you when they're backed to a wall. They're about in high places, many lives they command. They have smiles on their faces and blood on their hands. And they walk with the angels and they talk to the sky. For the sky, it will tell them what is good, what is high. And while continents falter in starvation and plague, they report from the altar on the rights of a fertilized egg. White men in black dresses, some are sad, some are gay. Some forbid all protections, yet are considered quite safe. But the truth is their habits have affected their brains. It is known what is not used tends to wither away. If you wish to avoid them, these white men in their gown, as they ride in the forest to the counties and towns, they are said to have strange fears, superstitions and ways. For the sight of a condom will keep them at bay. White men in black dresses, be afraid of them all. Their strength will astound you when they're back to a war. White men in black dresses, from except land, have the love of the presses and blood on their hands. These white men in high places have than.
Guy, I'm Harry Noon and
nighty night night.
My hair is a fright. I'm Harry high and low. Don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
For lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a hand with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, streaming, gleaming, flaxing, waxing. I want to give you a down to there, shoulder, legs, and arms,
hair,
here, baby, there, daddy, everywhere, mama, mommy, hey, yeah. With my hair, I'll let it fly in the breeze, get it caught in the trees. A home for the fleas in my hair, but it's a home for the fleas, a hive for the bumblebees. I catch my birds, make the words for the beauty and the wonder and the thunder of my hair, yeah, yeah. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow with my hair. I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, shaggy, snaggy, ratty, nappy,
oily, greasy, peach, shiny, even steaming, flax, wax, and body, poke, body, twisted, vibrating, flower, flower, and you're ready, tangle, 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 and spaghetti.
Oh,
say, my hair's too short. Bobby there, Bobby there, Bobby there, Bobby there, Bobby there, I know it never stop myself. You damn, I have to cut it, cause stop myself. You damn, I have to cut it, cause stop myself. No, you damn, I have to cut it, and it stop myself. No, you damn, I have to cut it, and it stop myself. Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, streaming, steaming, flaxing, waxing. What do you give me a sound to do?
Hair!
Shoulder, legs, and arms,
hair!
Here, baby, there, bubba, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hey, hey, hey! Grow it, show it, dog, as I can grow with my hair. Hey, yeah, yeah! Grow it, show it, dog, as I can grow with my hair. Hey, yeah!
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. The girls are turning the color of an avocado. They drive down the street,
in his El Dorado. Wagyu's only 5'3". Girls could not resist his stare.
Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. New York. Try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, if he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Nope. Not right here. Not like you. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. I love you.
heard Corrosion of Conformity doing Dance of the Dead. Burning Sensations did Pablo Picasso from the soundtrack of Repo Man. The Dickies did Hair. Sandy Rapp did White Men in Black Dresses. And Al Franken, playing Rush Limbaugh, did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. And started off with two tracks from The Meat Men, Dumping Ground, and God's Bullies. This is Reverend Bookthorn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday night 7 to 9 and Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted there, also appropriately on Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to the Reverend, announce your birthday, send good articles, or even better, send good cartoons, song requests announcing your birthday, input to the future themed shows, or feedback to shows already done, or for any reason except to send spam, except for the hilarious Jesus spam the Reverend has been getting even more of, write to Reverend Bookthorn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyles, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic churches. Be sure to see the Reverend's shows archives page, with about a dozen past shows you can check out or download for free, and the Reverend's blog at Reverend Bookthorn, one word, no separation, reverendbookthorn.com for the show archives and blog. And next week on The Reverend Is In, we are going to deal with the biggest assholes in the horrible story of Hurricane Katrina and the devastation and destroyed lives in its wake. The response of the Bush regime and the response of the Fatherland Security and Emergency Response Systems, and of course the response to the total fucking morons, the Pat Robertsons of the world, the evangelicals, the people who used the tragedy to push an agenda based on their delusions and based on their theocratic dictatorial leanings. All of that will be next week on The Reverend Is In. And originally, next week was going to be Robertson versus Chavez, as in Hugo Chavez, the great leader of Venezuela, whom we're going to play songs for later. The Reverend, yes, has a band from Venezuela in this collection, and they're really good. So we're going to deal with that tonight. And so originally it was going to be Robertson versus Chavez, but we'll deal with that in a couple of weeks. We'll deal with that pinhead, as well as
the people who should be freed at the same time that Robertson should be extradited to Venezuela. And other future themed shows include The Reverend Performs the Wedding of Tom DeLay and Terry Chavo's Corpse, More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, starring David Hager, anti-abortion terrorist Neil Horsley, Operation Rescue founder Randall Terry, Senator Henry Hyde, and many others. That is when we do More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders. And also another show is Henry Hyde's Retirement Party. And what else are we doing in the future? Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other bullshit, propagandistic, misguided misuses of the word addiction. We'll cover that extensively and have a lot of fun doing it. And future theme, pubic property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of life, all schools of thought, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, from holy fundamentalist theocrats to groupthink freethinkers to certain kinds of women's studies classes, set pubic property. And so far, everybody's input so far has been included in that show when we finally do it. And that will be fun and a show to remember. And what else is coming up on the Reverendism? We will also do another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And we have some live guests coming. Midnight Creeps say they still want to be on the show after we had two cancellations, one of which due to severe illness last winter. And so we'll try to get the Midnight Creeps back from midnightcreeps.com. And author of Sexy Witch, LaSara Firefox, when she comes to Philadelphia, she will be a live guest on the show in the middle of her book tour. And that will be a great show. You can check her out, as well as the book Sexy Witch, at LaSara, LaSara, LaSara.us. And that will be a show to remember, at least for me. And my friendly associates here from Philadelphia Independent Media Center. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Let's see, we're going to cover Orals, Not Morals, Part 2. Part 1 was around 3 weeks ago. And plus all the stuff that has accumulated while Radio Volta has been down. And when Radio Volta is down, everybody who relay broadcasts this show live on their outlets cannot do so, because here at Philadelphia IMC, that is home base and the place from which we broadcast, there were technical problems that prevented the last two shows, the last 2 weeks of show material from getting out. Those problems have been remedied, and so we are back tonight, weeks later, for part two of Orals, Not Morals, plus a whole lot of stuff to try to get to before the end of the show, and some news with book burners, and we have two birthdays to celebrate tonight, Lady Pixan and Jay Lynn, and more on that in a couple minutes. Corrosion of Conformity is in the background. There is so much news that I don't know how to get to it all. So some of the articles I was going to read, I'm not going to. So I'll just give you the web links, and then if you want to check it out, you can. There's a big anti-war protest happening in Washington, D.C. later this month, and I believe there's other simultaneous anti-war protests at the same time on Saturday, September 24th. And information on that is from unitedforpeace.org. And medical marijuana prisoners in Vancouver, prisoners of the U.S. system, so meaning they're about to be extradited back to the U.S., are all either friends or associates of Rene Boget. Her website isn't updated with that kind of information on the recent busts and raids and rulings, but you can contact them through Rene Boget's website, which is at reneboje.com. And what else is happening? The great MDC, whose new CD is on DOA's label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. MDC is heading to Philadelphia and touring all around, and they're playing Philadelphia with Kudata and the great Void Control, whom we play on the show a lot, at The Fire, which is at 412 West Girard Avenue here in beautiful Philadelphia. And that starts at 6 p.m. Tickets $7. MDC, Kudata, and Void Control. That is this Wednesday night. The Heart of the Beholder film is done and available already on video, and that can be checked out at beholder.com. What else? Upcoming events in Philadelphia, lots of them, at the great A Space. And you can actually check out the calendar at defenestrator.org/A Space. Okay. Tired of plugging and ready for more tunes. Orals Not Morals was a theme started a couple of weeks ago in which we celebrated the oral, and we talked about why the propagandistic word morals is actually a bullshit word, which it is. And the reason that it is because it implies ethics and compassion in the same way that Christian love implies love. But actually, morals is a different word altogether. It is used as a means of perpetrating anti-sex puritanism, or at least that kind of posing and posturing, until it gets dark, when these people let their real colors show. And it implies judgment against people of lifestyles other than those in which this speaker claims to be living. And so if one is to still be still seems to be living with a little bit of sexual guilt or gender conditioning or any kind of programming that says, oh, I've been bad because I've been sexual, then the first thing one can do to deprogram self and lose that guilt is to consider the source. Now, when you see the biggest assholes from the Moral Crusaders, like the people harassing pregnant women at women's clinics, or the pillars of state and the pillars of church, then you can see that it is a dubious source and that the people parroting all this moral talk are either blind, manipulable sheep or moral hypocrites. So there is, as we covered in part one of Orals Not Morals, no need to answer to fuckheads. It is a good idea to lose that guilt and that programming, to see them for what they really are, to replace bullshit concepts like morals with things that have real meaning. Ethics, compassion, humanitarianism, friendship, community, love, humanity, charity, volunteerism, etc. And actually, the people who don't profess all this moral shit are usually the most humanitarian and the people with the most ethics and compassion and sensitivity. So, replacing bullshit concepts like morals with something real and something that does make a difference and change things for the better, either on a small local level or on a larger visionary level. So lose the guilt and the programming. Silence no more. Open your mouths. So at the same time we're losing all that programming, we're celebrating all that is sexual. We're celebrating oral sex. We're celebrating genital sex between people of every community. And that doesn't mean be an asshole, be a jerk, be rude, be obnoxious, be pushy and aggressive, be a liar and a cheater, be all that kind of bullshit, because we've all been with a person or two like that and know how much it sucks. But it means celebrating in a healthy and positive manner. Okay, let's play some songs for the birthday people. Let's see, happy birthday to Lady Pixan, and happy birthday to Jay Lynn. And Jay Lynn is one of the people healing, and from a liar and a cheater. And so what we want to say to Jay Lynn and her healing process is that it is the best thing for you to be free of a person like that. It's painful, but it's time for forward and better. The Reverend knows. The Reverend's been through that himself. Same kind of person. And so tonight we celebrate your birthday and we celebrate your forward healing journey. Let us stop this Corrosion of Conformity song in the background and play a song for Jay Lynn. Happy birthday. This is an artist whose name I do not know, since somebody made this compilation for the Reverend, but the song is entitled What If God Smokes Cannabis?
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection?
was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble. Or I can break it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't for life me remember what I did with it. Well, first I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but there were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like a little man. I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
And my man's dropped and his homie Jimmy, he's screaming Jimmy, made me on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Me and Chanel kept me out nice. Ball sucking his dick, rocking the mic. There was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what? I don't want it tonight.
Come on. Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know what you ain't want to, but you're cute. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African black. He used to steal his bag, so his work was with intact. I used to see him in the tunnel with Buckus and Dome. Whispering my ear, he wanted to get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't fronting. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, put his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't peep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new path. Could he come over right fast? Fuck my pretty ass. I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
sound taste my love like harvest brand. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone, scream. You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I been with, they ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins, I got my own ends, immediate friends. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish, I can be blunt. I treat it like it's precious, I ain't on front. But them dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Monday morning, my head is sore. Whiskey, gin, and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try it just one more time. Drunk, 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 drunk. Yeah, drunk.
Okay, the first dedication of the night
for the show, Orals, Not Morals, part two, is for said moral crusader types. And you notice that in addition to them pretending to be sexually pure, except when the lights go out, and preaching morals and even more laughable family values, etc., they brag about being the best of parents, and as most people can testify, they actually turn out to be the worst. And so, in addition to Randall Terry, all of whose kids turned out to deviate from him and his fundamentalist household, the two drunk Bush daughters, etc., we have been blessed with reports for the past several months about the local Christian psycho-stalker, psychopath, and reports about his kids, the DWI charges, and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to play a song for him and the rest of those kinds of people, the Moral Crusaders, the Great Parents. This is by West Philadelphia's own The Bugs. The track is entitled Father of the Year.
It's been 3 days, 9 months, and 6 cans later, since we've been elevated with the nymph of baby. 3 days, 9 months, 6 cans later, and I became father of the year. Well, old gray hair, she ain't what she used to be. I got with a hot feet, lost in a trick to me. Old gray hair, she ain't what she used to be. I still got her babies on the wall. That poor kid, saw what his mama did. That poor kid, a poor kid. I know I ran and hit you, that poor kid, a poor kid.
Have another dedication from a couple of weeks ago. It was something you probably heard about or got an email about a couple of weeks ago. There's a town full of racist inbreeding scum called Herndon, Virginia, and those folks in the Trent Rott, Jesse Helms, Strom Thurmond tradition have been fighting against immigrant workers, and specifically an immigrant workers day center and other things that were pretty forward moving, and in a battle that has been escalating and raging and showing just how fucked up they can remain, like their grands and great grands before them. And so this goes out to the racist assholes in Herndon, Virginia, by 7 Seconds, entitled Racism Sucks.
Do you think how the niggas in your racist attitude wallow in your racist stupor? Have you really stopped to think? Do you believe in the KKK? Do you think white power rules the day? Would you like to shoot a white man dead? Would you like to burst a black man's hand away?
You heard two tracks from 7 Seconds, Racism Sucks and This Is My Life. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son. The Bugs did Father of the Year. Buster Poindexter did Drunk. Lil' Kim did Not Tonight. King Missile did Detachable Penis. And Artist Unknown did What If God Smokes Cannabis. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Orals, Not Morals, Part 2. Returning after a couple of weeks of the station being down due to technical difficulties. Now happily back on the air. It's a great Labor Day weekend. And I am overwhelmed with how much stuff people have sent to me, told me, or just otherwise asked me to announce, plug, promote, etc., etc. So, gonna keep this down as much as possible. We got a couple of other future themes that are coming up because this is going to be fun to do. The Reverend cracks the pinch me code, and when we're ready, we're going to do a casting call for the Reverend's video projects, including United We Stand Erect, Support the Droops, which will have a special sequence for the automobile ribbon retards, and These Colors Do Come. All of that is to come in the future. If you want to see something really hilarious, and I was going to do this for the Orals Not Morals Part 2 show, but it's too long to read, and there's too much stuff to get to. So if you want it, I will email it to you. Just write quail@estercbc.org, and I'll email it to you. Pickled Fetus Head Fuels Swiss Art Fuhrer. Well, it is pretty funny. So, check that out. And Lucera Firefox, the author of Sexy Witch and future live guest on the show, is going to be the live guest on the Dr. Susan Block show this coming Saturday, September 10th. And so that is going to be a show to remember. And that's not just audio streaming online, that is also video streaming, so you'll get to see the show. And no shows are always hot. And then a censored version appears on cable television at LA and the Hollywood areas. And it's a lot of fun. You can check it out at drsusanblock.com, the Radio Susie link. The Reverend is in the show's past page after being a live guest in November 2002. Alright, and speaking of Dr. Susan Block, she sent something interesting. Now it's a little outdated, but still it's worth it. It's for the month of August, now over, but we were down for a couple of weeks, and I never knew this about the month of August, but so didn't have a chance to celebrate, but August is Anal Sex Month. Get behind America's annual End of Summer Bonanza. Start with a little light spanking, and that's also at drsusanblock.com. Then send your lover to your anus with a bonkum heart on heart hand-carved glass dildo. Also from Dr. Susan Block. And something about a Supreme Court ruling. A love supreme, our assholes belong to us. Give thanks for our right to practice consensual sodomy. All this at drsusanblock.com. And Saturday night, the Sarah Firefox is her live guest. Okay. So much for Anal Sex Month. Speaking of sex, according to the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, their appeal to the Supreme Court in their lawsuit against the Communications Decency Act, which would, if if it goes through, will censor the internet, or at least in more fascistic nations like the USA and others who want to censor the internet. And that's care of Barbara Nitke, who the Reverend actually met once by telephone the summer of last year, thanks to Blanket Man, and was going to be on the show to talk about the lawsuit, but that never happened. But if you want information, check out the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom at ncsfreedom.org, and look for their Supreme Court appeal regarding the Communications Decency Act. Alright. What else? Way too much to read. But, if you're interested in Catherine Moon's concerts or CDs, the Reverend's friend from Northern New Jersey, check out Catherine with a C, CatherineMoon.com, and she's performing September 18th at a benefit, an anti-war benefit, and that is sponsored by New Jersey Peace Action, which is njpeaceaction.org, September 18th, in Montclair, New Jersey. And she's also in one of those, that new Jerry Garcia tribute CD, like triple CD, which is brand new, and she has a track on that. Alright, let's see, not reading CDGB's article, maybe next week if there's time. An article by Paul Krasner called It's a Family Act, an interview with the director of Aristocrats, Paul Provenza, next week if we have time. Or I'll email it to you if you want it. Even though we're going to cover the Pat Robertson a statement calling for the assassination of Venezuela's great leader, Hugo Chavez, I'll point you to some funny stuff about it. There's an article where there's a couple articles about it. One is at AlertNet, not alternate, alertnet.something.com or .org, and a good article at Al Giordano's site, Narco News, N-A-R-C-O, narconews.com, by Dan Fetter. Shh, Pat, you're embarrassing us all. And let's see, I'll save this for next week since we're going to deal with Hurricane Katrina. This is like a total retard. Is Katrina God's punishment for abortion? And, that's too stupid for words, but we have to cover it because we cover these fucks when we do the show. And, we need to know that, people like that are out there and what they are saying so that it could be countered. There are some articles about the absolute disgraceful job of handling this disaster at truthout.org, and there's a number of articles. And of course, if it even needs to be said, if any book burner even needs to be told, Operation Blessing is a scam. It is a scam. It is run by Pat Robertson, a man who has used Operation Blessing money, non-profit, tax-deductible money, for his for-profit ventures, like his gold mines and the absolutely fascistic dictatorship of Liberia. And it is a total bullshit scam. Sadly, the corporate media... Yes, yet another reason to support independent media. The corporate media has been licking Operation Blessing's ass, and the Reverend means no offense. against people who really are into licking your ass. But the corporate media has been licking Pat Robertson's ass, and when they list all the places a person can send money or contact to support the people affected by Hurricane Katrina, they include Operation Blessing. Yes, disgraceful as that is, thanks to CBS Television, Fox News, what a shocker, CNN, and other shit pits. And let's see, the Reverend will send you an article if you want, also on the FEMA timeline, if you wanted to know how they could have possibly been so fucked up in their handling of this. And speaking of Pat Robertson, he is the subject of an editorial in Philadelphia's own Philadelphia Weekly, philadelphiaweekly.com. If you click on Editor's Note, you can see an editorial titled, Pat Robertson is a Big Fat Christian Idiot. And it took off on Al Franken's incredible 90s book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. And I guess the only thing coming out of this whole Hurricane Katrina thing is that it's like the opposite of September 11th, when the nation consented into turning into stupid people and being manipulated, listening to the pillars of state and the pillars of church. Now people are waking up. Their eyes are open. They're seeing bullshit for what it is. And they're not buying the shit they're hearing from Mr. George W. Cokehead, what, me, shorten my vacation, Bush, and that kind of shit. But we'll cover that next week. Let me give you some fun sites to visit. If you want to check out the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, you can go to venganza.org, V-E-N-G-A-N-Z-A, venganza.org. That's for the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And now, thanks to some of the American veterans and American Legion people who did not want to hear George W. Mumnuts Bush spewing out his bullshit in a speech before them, you could buy a bullshit deflector, which covers your ears. Wish I got this a few months ago. Bullshit deflector, which is from wiseass.org, one word, wiseass.org/bullshit.html, wiseass.org/bullshit.html for the bullshit deflector. And then go back to the home page after you see the great bullshit deflector, and at the home page of wiseass.org, click content, and then click on the Jesus ad. Very worthwhile, very funny. Oh, another article on truthout.org. Who will be the next Chief Justice? Yes, in the increasingly Taliban-influenced U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know if you heard, but Chief Justice Rehnquist died at age 80. And so that means that George W. Corporate Ho Enron Pal Bush is going to nominate another person to the Supreme Court. And we've all seen, as we covered a couple shows ago, what a sick fucker he nominated to replace Sandra Day O'Connor in the form of John Roberts. And there's Bob Dylan news. Bob Dylan. Was he ever not an asshole, even during the 60s? Bob Dylan has a contract with Starbucks to market a new live CD only through Starbucks. And it's actually early in his career, probably in the final days before he became an asshole. Bob Dylan live at the Gaslight, 1962. Only on sale at Starbucks. And, whatever. You know, if you see him as a star, fine. If you see him as some kind of thinker or symbol of the 60s or whatever, no, that's bullshit. What you really mean to do for something where there's meaning behind the lyrics to the songs is check out some CDs by the late Phil Oakes. And speaking of Dylan, and I believe this is a bootleg, but I'm not sure, but there's an outtakes DVD from the Don't Look Back film, which is actually pretty good. The Don't Look Back film outtakes Revan hasn't seen. There's about 15 DVDs left, and they are available from AJ Weberman, a friend of the Pie Man, and through the Pie Man's website, which is pieman.org. Good old Pie Man. New CD from Sandy Rapp, not received yet, but if you heard the beginning of tonight's show, she did the White Men in Black Dresses song, and she has a new release coming out, and when we get it, we'll play you some of that. Really talk out. Hope you are celebrating Oral's Not Moral's Part 2. Certainly worth celebrating. And hope you're feeling deconditioned and without the guilt programmed into everybody from birth, from the pillars of state and church. And but not doing it in a fucked up way, the way the liars and the cheaters do. And while you celebrate, we'll play another track of another set of songs. In this set, we are going to play the Rolling Stones' first Gulf War song, entitled "Live Wire," and we're going to play a song for the people of Venezuela and their great leader, who was hugely supported, Hugo Chavez, by a band called Tijuana No. And Lord Jesus and I are pretty sure they're from Venezuela, as reported by a friend of Lord Jesus. This CD came out in America, but it's a Venezuelan band. We'll hear from Tijuana No later in the set. But first, it's time for a little Blowfly. Gotta play some Blowfly from the Fahrenheit 69 CD. Available at Jello Biafra's label, Alternative Tentacles, alternativetentacles.com. Let's play two tracks. We'll play a talking track and a musical track. This is Blowfly doing Cracker Yakking 1 and The Booty Bus.
Mr. President?
Yes?
I'm John White from WKRKR in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes, John?
Could you please tell everyone out in Crackerland how we're going to reduce our dependency on foreign oil and what exactly, sir, is your public transportation program?
Well, that's very easy, John. The booty bus.
Sir, what is the booty bus?
The booty bus is transportation that you don't need money. All you need is a little booty to ride.
Who's going to pay for this, sir?
Only one network, BET. That stands for Booty Eating Television. Alicia Keys, she ain't got enough ass for me. Yo, Christina Aguilera. This bus ain't going nowhere near. Going for the Ecolor down the loose. Con ese culo to the PL at the boots. Culo at the boots. Culo at the boots. I'm a fair, it's the right price. It be plenty beans and rice. For the booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. If your ass sticks to the door, go home and eat some more. To ride the booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. If your ass fills up the whole seat, then you got the right amount of meat. For the booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. All you hoes come see us again. Make sure you have some fat under your skin. The booty bus we be driving all over the country. And for my Spanish friends who asked me to put that Spanish shit in here. Mama me la pinga. Negro hey yando. No yon hey bro ni. Coño puta. Yeah, break it on down. We drooving. Step right on up inside. Gonna need some ass to ride. The booty bus. The booty bus. If you're nothing but skin and bones, you have to find your own way home. Tomorrow with the booty bus. The booty bus. It don't matter about your pride. If some superstars can't ride. The booty bus. Oh, the booty bus. Oh Lord, take a look at this. This bitch looks just like Sophia Vergara. Oh ye mommy, I'm gonna make you a star. This bus going straight to Telemundo. Then we gonna visit South Beach. There ain't enough ass over here. Let's go to Liberty City. Nah, just found. We go to overtime area. Nothing happening here. Hallelujah, yes. This is the end of the line. Everybody off. Oh fuck, the funk is awesome. Everybody get your ass off. Combination of black beans and rice and soul food. That is fucked up. That's it. I ain't that booty bus goes no fuck. That's the end of it. I love a beast girl, baby. Orgy nigga, get me for that shit. By the way, he ain't prejudiced. Y'all know why? Cause his name is nigga. Schwarzenegger.
Mr. President?
Yes?
You've been characterized in the past as being a sexist pig.
Bullshit.
Pardon me, sir?
Bullshit! I've always said that every cunt is Christian!
Stand up, who's gonna pay? Nobody said nothing. We're painting the walls with peace.
I wanna say look at colder, we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vows.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at the seams, but the summer.
You up and take you home.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you moralize. When I'm between your thighs, you blow me away.
Well, the
there are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
We'll be right back.
dancing down for each burn that still teen vines.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure-thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a doozy. No runners up. Sunday, September 4th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is, well, actually, it's a group, not an individual's name. Asshole of the Week is from Ohio. The Columbia Christians for Life. Since Hurricane Katrina hit land, the Columbus Christians for Life have alerted us to the fact that a satellite image of Hurricane Katrina as it hit the Gulf Coast Monday looked just like a six-week-old fetus. Quote, "The image of the hurricane with its eye already ashore at 12:32 p.m. Monday, August 29th, looks like a fetus, an unborn human baby, facing to the left, west, in the womb, in the early weeks of gestation, approximately 6 weeks. The message says, even if the orange color of the image is reminiscent of a commonly used pro-life picture of early prenatal development. And in case you're not getting the point, they spell it out in black and white. Louisiana has 10 child murder by abortion centers, the Columbus Christians for Life says, and 5 are in New Orleans. But why would God single out Louisiana? Other states have many more abortion clinics in Louisiana, Indiana, and the other states hit hardest by Katrina all voted for the pro-life president of the United States, that piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. Well, the Columbus Christians for Life have an answer for everything. God has already punished California with earthquakes, forest fires, and mudslides. Hey, where's the fart sounds? We gotta have the fart sounds. They were created by Marlon, the great engineer. The late great engineer. God in this one.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Continuing with the asshole of the week. God has already punished California with earthquakes, forest fires, and mudslides. New York with September 11th. And Florida with Hurricanes Bonnie, Charlie, Francis, Island, Jude, and the early version of Katrina. So, the Columbia Christians for Life, you are assholes of the week. Right, we heard enough fart sounds, and that couldn't wait for next week's special about the hurricane and the response of the numbnuts groups and people in government. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. From Monty Python, you heard Sit on My Face and Every Sperm is Sacred, the latter from the soundtrack of The Meaning of Life, an incredible tape from around 1980. Nothing Cool did Summer Nights. Tijuana No did Gente and Nadi Dijo Nada. Mudhoney did Touch Me, I'm Sick from the Fuck Me, I'm Rich compilation CD. The Rolling Stones did High Wire and started off with Blowfly doing Cracker Yacking One and The Booty Bus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight you have been hearing Orals, Not Morals, Part 2, and someone sent the Reverend a quote from Albert Einstein, and I thought I'd share that since it's not too long. Going to go slightly over time and play a farewell tune. Let's see. Where's the quote at? A human being is part of the whole called by us universe. A part limited in time and space. We experience ourselves, our thoughts and feelings, as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from the prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. We shall require a substantially new manner of thinking if humankind is to survive. Albert Einstein, around the time he invented the atomic bomb, but since apologized. Okay. Let's see. We covered pretty much everything. One final plug is there is a workers' walkout and lockout thing going on that you can check out for yourself at CBC Unplugged. That's one word. cbcunplugged.blogware.com/blog. And indirectly,
they're fucking with a book burner in the process of them fucking with the workers, and they don't know that they are risking getting the book burn curse. And as you long-term listeners can testify, when someone is on the receiving end of the book burn or Dr. Susie curse, all kinds of negative shit comes down upon thy heads, karmically speaking. And so we will be updated by said book burner, and if necessary, we will place the curse on them. For now, you can check out cbcunplug.blogware.com/blog before we end up cursing them. Hopefully, you have celebrated orals, not morals, while retaining your ethics and compassion and sensitivity and humanitarianism, charity, giving, fighting for justice, fighting for a better world, or at the very least, wishing you could get up and do those kinds of things. And that is cool, but not falling into the trap of a bullshit word like morals, or falling for bullshit like gender conditioning, sexual guilt, double standards, moralizers, hypocrisy. Because, like we said, consider the source. You no longer have to answer the fuckheads. Silence no more. Open your mouths. Hopefully you are celebrating, or fantasizing celebrating, or taking care of business yourself by hand, and all of it is good. And LaSara Firefox will be on the Dr. Susan Block show Saturday night, drsusanblock.com. She will be a live guest on this show, probably October, as she goes on her book tour for Sexy Witch. Check out lasara.us. Write to the Reverend at Reverend Bookburn at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. We're going to do the credits and then play a closing tune. Ooh, getting windy in here. All right, let's see. The credits. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's part two of Orals, Not Morals. Thank you to all in the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on this show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, and peace and healing to you too, also the victim of the kinds of people we talked about earlier. The Reverend's friend, Lady Pixan, happy birthday, and peace and healing to you too, also affected by the kinds of scum we talked about earlier. Thank you from the Reverend to his friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixan, the birthday girl, and St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Andrew Silla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Dr. Big Bucks, The Tick, Sheikh Malik, Leanne and Tim, the Reverend Thanks, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke and Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, Portuguese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady, from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, LaSara Firefox, future guest on the show, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man from pieman.org. Kelly, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey. Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Caliente, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, The Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group and Clinic Defenders at Beloit College in Wisconsin, the Rowan Twins, Elizabeth Voltz, Susie Lick, Ananda Plume, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Champion Lombard, Walter G., Diane Fornbacher, Family and Friends, Melissa, Volkswagen Flower, Jay Lynn, the birthday girl, and peace and healing to you. The Reverend knows what it's like to be subjected to a liar and a cheater. Peace and healing and happy birthday, Jay Lynn. Thank you, Jay Lynn, and her friend Stonerhead. Danny, Yulia, Tender Bartender, Benevolent Dictatress, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We remember you, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington stations that relay broadcast the show live. DeMonica, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, all independent media, Bush Liquors everywhere, and to all book burners wherever you are, thank you, and love to you. And speaking of the Midnight Creeps, we're going to play a song by them and then get out of here because it is very near time to rest. So let's play a song by the Midnight Creeps, also future guests on the show. They are from MidnightCreeps.com, and this is from their Doomed From the Get-Go release, and the track is entitled Menstrual Institution. Good night.